the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. There's been an assault on U.S. Marines overseas. Two Marines were visiting the town of Izmir in western Turkey when they were attacked by a mob. Details from CBS's Cammy McCormick.
A video of the incident shows the attackers from an anti-American group shouting, "Yankee, go home," as they surrounded the service members and attempted to put a sack over their heads. The Americans had disembarked from the USS Wasp, which has been conducting joint training with Turkish assault ships in the Mediterranean. A National Security Council spokesman said the U.S. is troubled by the assault.
The U.S. Embassy says the Marines are now back on their ship and safe. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says those who say he's not doing enough to secure a peace deal in Gaza should direct their criticism at the terrorists in the enclave.
The pressure internationally must be directed at these killers, at Hamas. Not at Israel.
The U.S. has seized the airplane of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, saying it was bought in violation of U.S. sanctions. CBS's Christian Benavides says Venezuelan officials are furious.
The Venezuelan government released a statement saying that what the U.S. has done in this case is criminal and that they'll figure out a way to respond accordingly, that they said that there may be potential monetary damages involved here.
A man who made thousands of often vulgar calls to Congress is expected to be sentenced today, says CBS's Scott McFarland.
The Department of Justice says Addie Lilly made those harassing, menacing, and threatening phone calls to more than 50 congressional offices nationwide. In many cases, according to court filings, it was staffers picking up the phone and receiving those threats. They'll recommend 18 months in prison for Lilly, saying his threats were directed at offices in D.C. and hometown offices across the country.
A man has died after a boat crashed into a jetty in the waters off Old Saybrook, Connecticut. Here's WFSB-TV reporter Olivia Schuler.
They have pulled out one person's body from the water. Two people are still missing at this point. They are two men in their 20s.
There's no such thing as the next best thing to love.
That was James Darren. He became a teen heartthrob playing the role of the handsome surfer Moondoggy in the Gidget films of the 1960s.
I mean, a girl like you, you're a real responsibility. You take a guy who believes in no strings attached. A guy like me, even.
After his on-screen career ended, Darren became a successful director of episodes of such television series as Beverly Hills 90210, Melrose Place, and T.J. Hooker, which he also acted in. Darren's son says his father died in his sleep yesterday. He was 88. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRGN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer in 2023 and 24. Lowest prices ever right now. Prossersrv.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Keep an eye out for kids today. School is back in session for Racine and Kenosha Unified students. Both districts are coming back with changes, with some schools closed and others consolidated. Drivers are reminded to watch out for changing traffic patterns and to watch out for buses starting and stopping. A family and their dog got out of a burning home Sunday night in Racine. Investigators say all six people and their pets were alerted by smoke detectors and left their burning home on West Lawn. Damage estimates are at around $45,000. The cause isn't yet known. There's a service today for Racine's former mayor. Visitation was yesterday for Jim Smith, who served from 1995 to 2003. Smith also served five terms on the Racine City Council. Smith passed last week at the age of 84. And your Racine Raiders are once again champions. Saturday night at Horlick Field, the team scored a touchdown, which was enough to beat the Upstate Predators out of New York. The win marks the 11th championship for Racine's semi-pro team. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant has slashed prices to the lowest they've ever been. Over 150 new motorhomes and campers, Class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome. No reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on all stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProssersRV.com.
Milwaukee's leading the pack. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers have a 10-game lead in the division after Labor Day thanks to a 9-3 win over the Cardinals yesterday. Jackson Churio hit a grand slam to help Milwaukee get the victory. The Brewers and Cardinals play Game 2 of their series tonight. The NFL season kicks off on Thursday with the Chiefs and Ravens. On Friday, the Green Bay Packers will play the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. It's the first time that an NFL game will be played in that country. Quarterback Jordan Love said coaches have been preparing players for the trip.
I mean, it's just a lot of unknowns that kind of, it's one of those things, like I like to say, it's out of our control. So, you know, just trying to focus on everything I can do to get myself prepared for the game, for the defense we're going to see in the game plan. And then obviously once we get out there, hopefully we go by the stadium, kind of get a feel for the layout, field, everything, and then just play it by ear. But a lot of stuff that's out of our control.
Kickoff between the Packers and Eagles will be after 7 p.m. Friday night. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media Thursday and Friday. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cusco.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 75 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 58. Tomorrow, sunshine 78 on Thursday. Warmer 84, but we are going to get a bit of a taste of fall by the upcoming weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Summertime, we went to a bunch of fairs, too. It's amazing how your perspective on fairs changes. Because as a kid, you're like, the fair, there's a fair. As an adult, you're like, that looks dangerous. Are they cooking in that truck? We used to go to the fair to see the biggest pig in the county. Now we go to the fair to be the biggest pig in the county. Some of that food at fairs, it's ridiculous. Deep fried Oreos, okay. Deep fried Twinkies, maybe. Deep fried butter, no.
You know how occasionally you'll eat a stick of butter? What if we deep fried it?
No. It's wrong. I mean, it's delicious. But it's wrong. There's no health inspector at the fair. That's why they can do that. Because everything at the fair is very temporary. Meaning when the cops come, they can leave. And some of those rides don't look safe. I'll just let my kids go first. No sense in us all dying. But you never want to be judgmental at the fair. You're always like, you know what? I'm sure this ride's fine. You know, I'm sure the guy running the ride, he's probably a structural engineer. We don't know. That's probably how he lost his arm. Yeah.
All right, say hello to Todd Clark, Director of Communications for the WIAA, the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association. Good to have him back. How many years have you been with the WIAA?
This is 24 going on 25, Don.
I know. You know what?
It's been a while.
Yeah, because I've been here at the station, except for that little brief nine-year interlude, 25 years. So we're both around the same.
About that time.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so high school football, the fall season starts because, although some schools started last week or the week before, most of them start today, right after Labor Day. It's, oh, no. And that was always, you know, people always say, well, weren't you excited when school started? No.
There's always some that would say yes, though, Don. I recall,
you know who
that
said yes?
Aren't you excited? Sure.
I'll tell you who said yes. The girls. They always loved it when I was going to grammar school. The girls were all excited to get their new dresses, their new backpacks, or they actually had briefcases when I went to school. They got all their new stuff. And no, I don't want to go back. I like summer. But anyway, high school football started on WRJN 2 weeks ago with Dick Graceffa. And, you know, I grew up in radio, high school football. I mean, my local station on Long Island always ran high school football. And when I went to work there for several years, every Saturday afternoon, it was high school football. And unlike today where it's very inexpensive to broadcast a game, when we did it, you had to have an 8KC or 4KC phone line installed for $1,000 for every game. So you better have sponsors to do it. All right, so high school football started. Let's talk about it here. How many schools we got in Wisconsin doing high school football?
Well, now with the opportunity to play eight-player football as well, plus the 11-player, you know, there's about 400 and or 360 to 370 11-player football programs, and now with the expanding opportunities for eight-player football, we have about 55 to 60 of those teams that, for one reason or another, or lack the number of students in rural areas, perhaps, they are playing eight-man football or eight-player football.
Yeah. Yeah, because some high schools, now, I went to high school, we had a graduating class of 970. But I hear stories about people growing up, some of our people who are in Iowa and also in Wisconsin rural areas, they only had like 25, 30 people graduating in their class. You really can't get much of a football team together when that happens. But, you know, the bigger cities like Racine, Madison, and all across Wisconsin, the bigger cities, you have a better shot at it. So, and I will say this, if it wasn't for high school football, there probably wouldn't be any college football, and there probably wouldn't be any NFL, because when you talk to any NFL player, they always started off in high school, right?
That's correct, and again, it's one of those that you learn the game at an early age and enjoy the game, whether it be flag football or just running around in the backyard with your friends. And as you progress, you grade school, you go to those varsity games, and usually you're back behind the bleachers the way we were playing catch. Really didn't know the score until you looked up at scoreboard at halftime, because you're having those games, pickup games around behind the bleachers. But then you find out, you know, there's an opportunity to actually play structured football, and you know, again, it builds from there.
I remember playing in high school. We had two types of football. We had flag football. We have these two flags around your waist, and if you pull one off, it's over. And touch football. The problem with touch football, I got him. No, you didn't get me. I got him. You didn't get me.
But I touched your shirt.
Yeah, I know. But with the flag, there was no doubt about it. You had the flag in your hand. But, yeah, the touch football one, there was always arguing and fights. You didn't get me. You did get. I did get you. You didn't get me. All right, let's talk about some of the topics you have here. Creation of the Student Athlete Leadership Team. What's that about?
Yes, there's. We had close to 300 nominees for the Student Athlete Leadership Team, and it's a new initiative by the WIA to get the student voice from around the state involved with the rulemaking process. And so 27 student athletes from around the state were selected to be on the committee for the first time here. Beginning this fall, we had one meeting with the committee or the group, and what they will do is meet like the membership does at area meetings at seven places throughout the state through the month of September, and start talking about the issues that impact and the rules that impact interscholastic sports in Wisconsin, and that will provide them with the, or us, as well as the committees making the rules, a student voice in those decisions.
Now, what kind of rules do you, are we looking for new rules or problems with the old rules that you want changed?
And, Don, I think it's both. Is the old rule working for student athletes? Is there other rules or other things that we can implement that will enhance the experience of student athletes? And no better to get that feedback from than from the student athletes themselves.
Well, that's good. You know, let the students.
Always good.
Yeah, let the students. I mean, they're the ones on the field playing. Let them voice their opinion. Well, that's great. How's the response been so far?
Outstanding. Again, we had 300. And again, anytime you do a first-time initiative, you're always wondering, does the word get out and how many people will be interested? Knowing that there will be 27 on the committee and getting 300, we had to review all 300 of those student athletes and their videos that they submitted as part of their application to come down and select the 27. So it was a worthwhile practice to get through that, and we're really hitting the ground running now.
Well, that's great. Great. Now, beside football, everybody talks about high school football. There are so many different sports in high school athletics. I mean, in my high school, we had a golf team. We obviously had, we had lacrosse. We had volleyball. We had baseball. We had basketball. And Now there were girls' basketball teams. My high school, we didn't have a girls' basketball team. They had them, but they did, there was no league play for them at the time. And if you look now, one of the hottest players in basketball is not a guy. It's a woman from, what's it, Caitlin, I forgot her name. I should have written
Caitlin
it.
Clark.
Caitlin Clark.
How can I forget that?
Caitlin Clark. Yeah, how can I forget that? I mean, she's breaking every record in the books. Even the men's record she's breaking. So
yeah, she's an exceptional talent, Don. She's, again, from the great state of Iowa.
Yeah.
She came out of being a Hawkeye, and she is lighting it up.
Now, I know the girls' basketball, women's basketball team did well at the Olympics, but how did they not put her on the team? She wasn't even asked.
Yeah, you know, again, when you have something like the WNBA, there's established players in the WNBA already. It'd be like asking and having a college rookie coming into the NBA.
I guess so.
When you've got, you know, Curry's and, you know, the Michael Jordans and the Magic Johnsons. So I understand the hierarchy there, but I don't think the Olympic team would be any worse to have Caitlin on the team this past year.
Well, they did well anyway.
Yep.
So
can't argue with it, I guess.
Yeah, you can't argue with a win. A win's a win. Hold on. I want to talk about all the other sports. We concentrate on football today, but there are so many sports you're responsible for as part of the WIAA. We'll talk about that coming up in just a moment. Todd Clark, Director of Communications for the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association, is my guest this half hour. More with Todd coming up in just a moment at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
$1 million. That's big. Really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card, and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier, and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Hi, this is Don Rosa here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrow at chris.moreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Once again, we're talking to Todd Clark from the director. He's director of communications from the WIAA, the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association. And we're talking about high school sports, not just high school football now, but how many sports are you responsible for at the WIAA?
Well, we'll have 30 tournaments throughout the course of the years. And again, that's some sports have two tournaments. Like we have a team tennis tournament as well as an individual tournament. So roughly there's about 18 to 20 sports, depending on how you count, again, the genders, both boys and the girls, and the multiple tournaments that are within a sport. So it's a busy 9 months, 10 months out of the year, Don.
Wow. So let me just rattle off some of them here. We started to before. We've got, obviously, football, baseball, basketball. Those are the ones everybody thinks about. You've got lacrosse. You've got volleyball. I'm counting on my hands here. Hold on. Got volleyball. We've got, was it field hockey, right? Do they play that here?
No, we added lacrosse last year. We still do not have field hockey, but there's always talk about adding other sports. And from what I understand, the NFHS, which is the national body of rulemaking for the games, had just released a girls' flag football. We talked about it a little bit earlier. That's coming to states, too, if they want to choose to add a sport. Now we have rules for girls' flag football at the national level.
Really? Oh, okay. That's something I didn't know about. Let's talk about the, you said you added the fifth division in girls' volleyball. What's that about?
Yep, the it was four divisions up to just past this past year when the Board of Control decided to make it five divisions like basketball does. And in order to do that, we have a combined tournament up at Green Bay with the boys that has one division and the girls volleyball, which has the five divisions. We're going to extend the tournament an extra day. We're going to actually start that tournament on Wednesday with the boys quarterfinals. There's eight boys that qualify for the boys tournament, and those quarterfinal games will be played on Wednesday, and then the championship final for the boys will be on Friday evening with the five championship games for girls on Saturday.
And I talked to you off the air about this for a second, an ad hoc committee on contacting calendar. Now, this is something I wasn't aware of, how many days coaches could be in contact with the students who are playing for them. I didn't know there was a limit on that.
Yes, first of all, the WIA rules state that a coach can have contact with their student athletes only during the playing season of the respective sports. After that, there's no contact throughout the school year after that season. But they do get they are limited to five contact days during the summertime. And that's kind of the impetus of this committee, is studying the schedules, length of seasons, and the coaching contact to see if that should be expanded or stay the same, or what would actually happen with coaches and the amount of contact they can have with student athletes. And when you look at it, you'll see that, well, what would more contact mean? That would be, you know, maybe more time during the summer or more time during a season where, you know, if it's a volleyball player playing basketball and the volleyball coach wants the student athlete to also participate in volleyball, well, now you've got student athletes spread pretty thin in addition to their academics having a number of other sports going on at the same time, which, again, for the many years that WI has been in existence, there really hasn't been some support of that. But they are looking at it and looking at other state models and seeing which is best for the student athlete.
Why only 5 days, though? That really surprised me when you told me that. Why can't they have contact all the time?
Well, some states do, and I think the state or the athletic directors and the schools throughout the state has always said, you know, the kids deserve to have some summer off. part of their summer, and when our state tournaments go into late June, and then as you mentioned earlier, we started football in August, and the first day of practice was August 6th. So that only provides a month and a half window, really, for student athletes to do what they do during the summer or go on family vacations. We always felt there needs to be some summer that kids have to themselves. In addition to that, if you have five contact days and you are in three or four sports like so many of our student athletes are, you know, if that's 15 days and you start throwing that into the equation too, there's maybe a week or two of your summer that isn't involved in some sort of contact.
I guess so when you put it that way. Yeah. I just want to remind people that the next high school football game is coming up September 6th, Franklin at Case. Now, this is one of those games that won't be broadcast on WRJN because of something really rare, a Packer game on Friday night. I can't remember ever hearing that before. Now, they won't be playing at Lambeau. They'll be playing a little bit south of Lambeau, like in Brazil. So we will cover the Packer game, but we'll tell you on when Dick Graceffa joins us on Friday morning how you can hear the high school game because it's also streamed. We'll talk about that. But the next high school game coming on WRJN September 13th, Beloit Memorial at Union Grove. That's my wife's alma mater, Union Grove. So we've got a whole lineup of high school football going right through November with the state finals on WRJN. And a lot of the civic media radio stations are running high school sports again. So, you know, we're happy. Civic Media Radio, we're getting involved in the community, and high school sports is a major part of it, much like it is, that's your life, high school sports. Todd Clark, Director of Communications for the WIAA, Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association. Todd, I'm going to want you back when the finals start rolling in, and we start with the playoffs and everything, so you can talk about the brackets and so forth. How's that?
Sounds like a plan, Don.
Hey, man, thank you very much. You guys, you do a great job. And I've been involved in high school sports on the radio in Wisconsin since 1980 when I moved to Wisconsin. And the WIAA always does a great job. And you also go to the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association for seminars as well, which is pretty good. All the sports directors from radio stations across the state. And you talk to them. I know that's where I met you, right?
Yep. Yeah, those are valuable for us as far as getting feedback from our friends in the media.
Todd, thank you very much. Hold on the line a second. Don't hang up yet. Todd Clark from the WIAA. Good to talk to Todd. But right now, it's time for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story.
Now, the rest of the story. John Dillinger, public enemy number one. There's still a great deal of controversy over how and when he died, so now at last we're going to set the record straight. May of 1934, John Dillinger was hiding out. He had heard that many prominent gangland figures were submitting to plastic surgery. They were having their faces changed. They were having their fingerprints obliterated in order to become less recognizable, less detectable. And this prospect fascinated Dillinger. He contacted his lawyer. The lawyer mentioned the name of a German-born surgeon, a Dr. Lesser. Lesser had practiced in Chicago for nearly 30 years. He had done time at Leavenworth on a narcotics rap. Now he was out and in need of cash. But Dillinger wanted to know, was he good? Yes, Dr. Lesser was a magician with a knife. So the arrangements were made, and on the evening of May 27, 1934, John Dillinger arrived at a weather-beaten two-story shack on Chicago's north side. If all went well, public enemy number one would emerge incognito, surgically, permanently. Dillinger's lawyers met him at the house, explained the details. The place was owned by a former speakeasy operator, no problem there. Dr. Lesser and his assistant would arrive the next day. The flat fee was $5,000, one-third to the lawyer. The operation would take place in a bedroom. Dillinger would recuperate in a back room. Dillinger nodded, satisfied that everything was running smoothly. In the morning, the doctor and his young assistant were brought to the house. Dr. Lesser was tall, stoop-shouldered, apparently confident. The assistant, on the other hand, appeared pale, nervous, dissipated. Lesser examined Dillinger's heart, asked if he wanted a local or a general anesthetic. Dillinger asked for a general. Specifically, surgically, what was it that Dillinger wanted done? Well, then the bad man explained.
that he wanted three moles and a scar removed. He wanted a depression on the bridge of his nose filled. He wanted the dimple on his chin erased. And yes, the fingerprints, they had to come off. And Lesser agreed. Dillinger disrobed and lay down on a cot. It was expected that in a matter of hours, the familiar face on the post office wall would be no more. Lesser went into the bathroom to wash his hands. Dillinger rested patiently as the assistant fashioned a mask out of toweling, and through this the ether would be administered. The gangster began to draw deep breaths, but in his nervousness, the young assistant gave too much ether too quickly. Dillinger's face was turning blue. The assistant started shouting. Dr. Lesser hurried from the bathroom. Dillinger had swallowed his tongue. Lesser grabbed a forceps, removed the gangster's tongue from his throat, but there was still no breathing. John Dillinger, public enemy number one, was dead. In a rundown shack on Chicago's north side, just prior to cosmetic surgery, John Dillinger died, an overdose of ether. But the surgeon, Dr. Lesser, would not give up. He abruptly forced Dillinger's elbows into his chest. He began giving artificial respiration, and eventually Dillinger, who had technically expired, revived. All vital signs were nil, but now he had revived. And 25 days later, after successful surgery, John Dillinger strode from a Chicago theater with the lady in red, and the FBI shot him dead. But that, as I say, was 25 days later. And that's what history records as the death of John Dillinger. But now you know John Dillinger died twice. For you know the rest of the story.
Whoa, that is a good rest of the story from Paul Harvey. To learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. It could be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey's rest of the story. Right now, let's check news. Stuart J. Waddles in our news center this morning. Let's see what's going on. 7:31 now.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Keep an eye out for kids today. School is back in session for Racine and Kenosha Unified students. Both districts are coming back with changes, with some schools closed and others consolidated. Drivers are reminded to watch out for changing traffic patterns and to watch out for buses starting and stopping. A family and their dog got out of a burning home Sunday night in Racine. Investigators say all six people and their pets were alerted by smoke detectors and left their burning home on West Lawn. Damage estimates are at around $45,000. The cause isn't yet known. There's a service today for Racine's former mayor. Visitation was yesterday for Jim Smith, who served from 1995 to 2003. Smith also served five terms on the Racine City Council. Smith passed last week at the age of 84. And your Racine Raiders are once again champions. Saturday night at Horlick Field, the team scored a touchdown, which was enough to beat the Upstate Predators out of New York. The win marks the 11th championship for Racine's semi-pro team. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Tuesday. Everag joins us next with an explanation on why dairy producers have seen price support in the last few weeks.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empowered Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
The Class 3 milk and cheese prices have seen fireworks in the past couple of weeks. Everag's Vice President of Producer Services, Ryan Yonkman, says this is due to bullish buying events. Among other things, he says demand hasn't necessarily been great this year, but it has been better than expected.
I think there was a lot of expectations around poor demand, and I'd say a lot of poor demand ended up being okay demand. And you're doing that on the backside of what was really record exports through Q2, when we can all remember milk was not $23, but it was more like $15. So that time there definitely helped us clear some product. and cleared it into a market where I think milk continues to surprise the industry, not only domestically but globally, and that U.S. milk production remains negative and likely to stay there for a while.
Ryan Yankman is the Vice President of Producer Services with EverAg. I've got more agribusiness news coming your way.
All right, team, pay attention to this game film about Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans. See here? When dairy farms grow Plenish soybeans for their cows,
they have lower overall feed costs.
Good eye, Jake.
And they maximize milk fat production,
so they increase the return on their investment.
Well, let that be a lesson to you. For lower feed costs and higher milk fat and dairy cows, what do we plant?
Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans.
Learn more at pioneer.com/happycows.
The State Department of Health Services has confirmed that two Wisconsinites have died and another was hospitalized because of the West Nile virus. The first three human cases of West Nile virus in Wisconsin were in residents of Outagamie, Fond du Lac, and Brown counties. The best way to protect yourself is to prevent mosquito bites, according to the department. Mosquito activity and the risk of infection of West Nile virus will continue into the fall until there's a hard frost. A hard frost is when temperatures fall below 28 degrees for at least 4 hours. Until then, wear bug spray and make sure to get rid of any standing water lying around your house. Mosquitoes only need a bottle cap full of water to lay hundreds of eggs. We have a full tip sheet at MidwestFarmReport.com. That's a look at your agribusiness news on a Tuesday. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 75 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 58. Tomorrow, sunshine 78 on Thursday. Warmer 84, but we are going to get a bit of a taste of fall by the upcoming weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
My wife and I, we have two wonderful kids. And another kid. Majority of your kids are good, man. Now, we have two kids. I'm joking. They're both wonderful. I love being a parent. You get to say sentences when you're a parent that people without kids would never get to say. There's an actual sentence that came out of my mouth the other day. Buddy, don't try to balance your fruit juice between your chest and the table. Actual sentence I had to put together and aim at another member of our species. My son was sitting at the table with his arms up. Actually, he was trying to push a plastic cup of fruit juice along the edge of the table, pushing it with his chest. How can you not admire that kind of effort? People without kids would never get to say anything like that. Charlie, try not to balance your fruit juice between your chest and the table. You know, it does seem rather precarious. You know, when I set that on the table, it seems more solid underneath. That's what I was thinking. Thanks for pointing it out. You're welcome. Continue with your proposal.
Summer.
children not to do what I had done. Spend your life sincere in misery in the house of the rising sun.
To the Rising Sun, the Animals, WRJN local news and timeless hits. Coming up, we got Three Dog Night tickets to give away. Excuse me, Three Dog Night tickets to give away. They're coming to the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, and it's coming soon. It's next week, September 11th. They'll be doing all their big hits, throwing some fun surprises too. I've got tickets to give away all this week, including this morning. So stay tuned for your chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Three Dog Night. Now, the Genesee Theater is coming up.
You got to think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
Eleanor, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Well, yesterday, James William Ercolotti passed away, better known as James Darren. He was starred in a lot of movies, but he's best known for the Gidget movies. He always played the love interest to Gidget in all the films. He was in the Gene Krupa story, All the Young Men, The Guns of Navarone, probably his biggest movie, Diamond Head, I remember him in. But as a pop singer, he had a couple of hit songs, and this was probably James Darren's biggest hit song. Remember Goodbye Crew World? I'm off to join the circus. Remember that song? Yeah. Here's James Darren.
Upside down. Goodbye, cruel world. it takes 100 years.
To all the movies that James Dearan was in, like Gidget, The Guns of Navarone, we mentioned. He also had a couple of TV roles, too. Do you remember the Time Tunnel? That was on in the mid-60s on ABC TV. He was also a regular on T.J. Hooker in the 1980s. And in the 1990s, he played on Star Trek Deep Space Nine. Yeah, James Dearan passed away yesterday at the age of 88. And he had another hit song. We'll play it the next hour. I'll look for it for you. I'll dig it up. Her Royal Majesty. What is it called? Her Royal Majesty. Yeah, we'll play that song for you. That was a good one, too. Those were his two biggest hit songs. But Goodbye, Crew World was a bona fide number one hit song for James Dearan. Passed away yesterday at the age of 88.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Most of us can agree, everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together and Inc.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
Looking for sunshine today with a high near 74, clear tonight, lows 59, sunny 77, the high tomorrow. Right now it's sunny and 56 degrees right here at Radio Park.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Together and we'll get it undone someday when you hit it much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter.
Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter. Be brighter.
Someday we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of our beautiful sun. Someday,
some timeless hits for the five stair steps. Ooh, child. At WRJN. Right now, we've got some Three Dog Night tickets to give away. We want to tell you they're performing at the Genesee Theater on Thursday, September 12th at 7:30 p.m. Original member, lead vocalist Danny Hutton's going to be there. Also, the opening act is Milwaukee musician Trapper Ship. He will be opening with an acoustic set. I've heard him. He is excellent. So, if you want to go, I got a pair of tickets to go see Three Dog Night at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan on Thursday, September 11th. I've been to the Genesee Theater several times. What a beautiful theater. It's one of those real old theaters. I saw Jerry Seinfeld perform there once. If you want to go see Three Dog Night, give me a call right now. If you haven't won anything with us in the past 60 days, the phone number to call, 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. That's 262-634-9756. Good luck. Hey, Three Dog Night. Joy to the world. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word.
joy to the world at WRJM Local News and Timeless Hits. Congratulations to Don Spaulding. Oh, excuse me, Dan Spaulding. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Hey, very well, Don. Thank you.
We were talking that everybody calls me Dan for some reason, and he gets occasional Don, so I thought I'd spoof him there a little bit. So, Dan, you're going to see Three Dog Night at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. You ever been to that theater before?
I have not.
It's an old movie palace. You know, one of those old movie palace theaters. I saw Jerry Seinfeld there a couple of years ago, and it's just spectacular. It's a huge theater. And you're going to see Three Dog Night there on September 11th, did I say? Yeah, no, September 12th. September 12th. Thursday, September 12th. Enjoy the show. The tickets will be waiting for you at the will call window. And congratulations, and enjoy the show. Let us know how it came out, all right? Got a pair of tickets for you. So do you have anybody you're taking with yet? Do you know who you're going to bring with you?
Oh, I'll definitely have to bring my wife. You know that.
Well, that's not mandatory. No, that is mandatory. You got to take your wife with you.
Sir.
All right, Dan, enjoy the show. Let me know how it comes out, all right?
Excellent. Thank you, Don.
Bye-bye. Have
a great day.
And you too. Thanks for listening to WRJN. Speaking of Three Dog Night.
Here's coming. Eli's coming. Eli's coming, and the cards say.